Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean here. Folks, we don't know on social media exactly what's going on. Again, this is about as unprofessional as it gets, and this is not us. We're live streaming on our end. It's an issue with the social media platform, so we're just going to go ahead with the show, and you guys can go ahead and tune in at Genesis Communication Networks concerning the live feed over there, if you wouldn't mind, genesiscommunicationnetworks.com, and you can pick it up from there. We've got much to cover. We're going to be talking about these are crimes that the American people must not overlook. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because it is to such a degree that I'm blown away as to what's going on here. And what I'm talking about is the fact that the government's indoctrinating with pornographic materials into the public schools. And by the way, if it wasn't them doing it, and if it wasn't them behind it, how come nobody's being prosecuted for their crimes? One has to ask the question as to why that is. This is how you overthrow a country, friends. The Bible says during the end times that the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. And I'm also thinking of Jeremiah 5:28, now that I speak of that, and I'm going to go over to it right now. They are waxing fat. They shine. Yeah, the people, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. Why? Because they have forgotten their God. I mean, look what's going on in public schools today, friends. You can't make it up. I'm going to go ahead and play this piece for you right now from a dad that ruthlessly fact-checks the school board. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. This is how far the American people who are the government in this country, who are the law under God, have let it go. This is unthinkable what you're going to hear. But again, listen to it. He tears down the issues. No reference to law that condemns the crime once again. And I want you to hear this. Listen carefully.
Several weeks ago, in a vote to allow trans students to use whatever bathroom they wish, you assured us that these policies were perfectly safe, as neither yourself nor law enforcement could provide a single example of any trans student assaulting any girl in any bathroom, in any school, in any state, anywhere at all, in fact. But not to worry, since you couldn't locate them, I took the trouble to. See, Loudoun County, Virginia, where last year, under district policy, a trans student was allowed into the women's bathroom where he assaulted a girl. To cover it up, they moved him to another school where he did it again. See Irvine, California last month, where a trans student entered the women's locker room and flashed the girls there. When they confronted him, he mercilessly beat them. This happened again in Gwinnett County, Georgia. This happened again in Oklahoma City. This happened again in Ohio, where a trans man was allowed to use the locker room where he was arrested for flashing little girls. The judge dropped the charges after he ruled that this man was too fat for them to see anything. last month in this city, a man using they, them pronouns in a scene straight out of Silence of the Lambs hunted down and killed a female jogger because he, quote, wanted to look just like her. And before you say that these are anecdotal evidence, just note that in a survey of trans inmates in federal prisons, half were convicted of sexual assault and 90% were convicted of violent crimes, well above the general prison population. Now, it should also be noted that in each of these cases, each of these perpetrators had either changed their pronouns, had undergone transition, or had received gender-affirming therapy and accommodations thereof. Why is this important to note? Probably for the same reason we recognize as a society that you do not affirm that people with anorexia can be healthy in any way. You do not affirm that somebody with schizophrenia is hearing voices. And you do not affirm that somebody in a manic episode is having great ideas. Because when you leave somebody to languish in their false mental state, i.e. men who think they are women, they will inevitably lash out and harm themselves and those around them. Hurt people hurt other people. But I don't want to pretend and have the hubris to think that I'm going to be the one to change your mind. I'm happy to share any and all of these examples with you. But you will most likely leave here tonight believing that men can become women, affirming care works, and that you made the right vote. But you will no longer be able to look into the eyes of your constituents and honestly say that you are unaware of the assaults that inevitably take place when we declare to women, you have no right to privacy. Thank you.
Okay, so folks, the question here is, why is it that the constituents, the employer, is trying to convince the employee that he must uphold the law without making a reference to the law that holds these individuals accountable for their crimes that this man just exposed? Because it's the people that are failing to understand that what's taking place in public schools is a crime. It's a felony. People that are committing these crimes can go to jail for a long time. You know what's really odd, friends, is we have something called Operation Pacifier, where the FBI is actually going out there and appending. They have the biggest child porn website, by the way, in the world, and they take their child pornography and they append it to their political opposition, and then they go after their political opposition for the very things that they, behind the curtains, are advocating. This is how you destroy a people. Hey, folks, lower the law. You dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. This is all brought upon by the American church, friends, and their silence, and their ignorance, and abrogating, and doing away with the law of God that Jesus came to magnify in Isaiah 42:21. But I do have to say this, it looks really ignorant on the behalf of the American people to sit back and do nothing but try to convince a bunch of the people that work for them as to how they're supposed to do their job. And yet the employees are failing to do their job. They're laughing at the face of their employers. And this is all coming from your said representatives in government, friends. You can't make it up. This is confusion by design. But I just spelt it out for you. You got to make reference to the law that condemns the crime, for without it, friends, there is no crime. Read Romans 4:15. We'll be back in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring. is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so let's get back to this again. So you just heard this dad ruthlessly fact-check the school board. Okay? No reference of law. This is important that you understand this. What is happening in public schools concerning the pornographic material, friends, is a crime. I've given you state statute. I've continuously made reference to the law that condemns these criminals. It's not good enough for you to just go in there and make everybody look stupid. Let me remind you, friends, they work for you. And so do the said representatives that are pushing this into public schools around the country. Again, this is the definition of insanity. America, how much more obvious does it need to get that you're doing this to yourselves? Here, when it comes to your said representatives, there is a video out there, and I'll play it for you when this is all fixed up on social media platforms, friends. But it's a video of Gavin Newsom being confronted by Aaron Friday about child mutilation. They're stealing students and stealing kids away from their parents in California. And what they're doing is they're using school teachers and counselors to basically be incentivized to make a reference or a claim that this kid wants to transition. Then they're stealing the kids away, and then they're going ahead with the surgery. They're usurping the parents' authority in a big, major way. What needs to happen, Americans, before you figure out who is responsible for committing these crimes? In California, they're stealing kids away from the parents, and then they're basically telling them against their will, you're going to have surgery, we're going to transition you, your parents didn't go along with us, so therefore you're our kids now. That's what they're doing. And what's bizarre about all of this is not just Gavin Newsom, it's also Justin Trudeau in that of California. And you can mark my words, they're both pedophiles. You're not going to get away from that. You're just not going to get away from the fact that they're pedophiles. I want to play this next video of a preacher that goes into a school board, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he does, because he confronts the school board with the content that's found in the libraries, in the elementary, in the middle school, and in the high schools. Okay? I want you to listen carefully as to how the school board basically responds to this preacher. I wish you could see the video right now, but you got the audio, so you're going to have to take it for what it is right now. Not our bad. Check this out.
This book here, it's called It's Perfectly Normal. I'll read some of this for you. It says, after a bit, a person's becomes moist and slippery, and the clitoris becomes hard. After a bit, a person's becomes erect, stiff, and larger. Sometimes a bit of clear fluid that may contain sperm comes out of the tip of the and makes it wet.
Can we, sir, I'm sorry.
Was it something I said? If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children be able to check it out of the school system? We have perverts that are perverting our kids. And you all sit back smug in your chairs, but you don't want me to read it. Why? Does it bother you? Yes or no? You can't answer that question. You want to know why? Because politically speaking, you can't say that it's wrong. And you don't want me to read the filth because it exposes the truth. How dare you tell me to stop reading it? If you don't want to hear it, why should the children have to see it?
Pastor, your time is the time is up. Thank you.
That makes sense. And folks, and just keep in mind, these school board members, they work for the parents, and yet they're cutting the parents off, highlighting the content of what's found in the libraries. And it's not for, listen to me carefully, it's not for us to fight each other over this, friends. The laws are already in the book. Your said representatives are criminal every step of the way. And what's interesting, you can't even find a representative to condemn this. Where are they to condemn this? Where are they to make reference? Where are they to call the police to enforce the laws against those that are advocating this pornographic material that's found in public schools throughout the United States of America? You're doing it to yourselves, Americans. You're absolutely doing it to yourselves. Can you imagine? Now, here's a parable for you, and the Lord uses this, of sowing and reaping. And then when you think of Galatians 6:7, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he who sows to the Spirit will reap of the Spirit everlasting life. Well, what happens? The Bible says that the Lord reigns on the just and on the unjust. So therefore, if I take these sorts of pornographic seeds, by the way, pornography was illegal in this country all the way up until 1968. Look at the crimes that have spawned since you've allowed your said representatives to say it's an example or exhibition of free speech. Look at the rape. Look at the murder. Listen to mass murderers, especially those that rape and kill, like that of Ted Bundy. What did he say? He used to get all of his ideas from Sears magazines in their underwear section, friends. Not blatantly putting the act and painting the picture to the young people in elementary school as to how to commit the crime. It is time for the American people to round up the people that have advocated for these crimes, that are behind these titles, that are behind bringing these into public schools, and round them up and hold them accountable to the laws that they themselves have violated. And there's no holds barred on the behalf of the American people. We're talking about our children here, friends. We're talking about our children here. If I sow a kernel of wheat into the soil, what sort of a harvest am I going to get, friends? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What sort of harvest am I going to get if I sow a kernel of wheat into the ground? Anybody with a little common sense is going to say, well, you're going to reap what you sowed. If you sowed a kernel of wheat, you're going to reap a harvest of wheat. If you plant evil seeds into the harvest of your own hearts and your lives and your children's lives, you're going to reap an evil harvest. This applies to all of us. This applies to all of us, friends. And again, let me remind you that we're talking about our kids here, that government is clearly making a prey of, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm in the state of Minnesota right now, and they had to go ahead and do their best to gut the laws that condemn pedophiles blatantly and openly. They did nothing in secret, friends. They tried to pass it through in secret, but it was brought to the light. And then when Bradley Dean gets on the radio and asks our said representatives, where are the articles of impeachment? Wait a second. I mean, as if to suggest what I'm advocating for is a crime against somebody that's advocating crimes against our children when I'm asking them to enforce the law. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. To these people. Why? Because they think that they're above the law. They think that they're above the law. Just this last week, I met with law enforcement. I asked them, I said, where are the arrests? Where's the incarcerations? Where are they? Americans, let me ask you, they're not going to do it. The prosecutors aren't going to do it. The sheriffs aren't going to do it. There's only one mayor I know of in the United States that actually did the right thing. When we played the video where he went and he met with the judge and he found out that what they were all doing was a felony. That means they go to jail for a long, long time because they advocated for crimes against children. This Ohio mayor went to the school board and said, it's come to my attention that you're distributing pornographic materials to children in school. I just left with the judge, he said. He said, I'm going to give you an option to resign right now or else I'm going to have you all arrested. Now, why he gave them the option to resign, I know not. They've already went too far. Luke 17:2 says, friends, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they offend the little ones, and the American people sit back and they're entertained by this somehow in a sick way, as if to suggest this isn't going to come to our posterity, our children. Well, you say, well, I don't have any kids. Oh, yes, you do. Regardless if you have them or not in the natural, if you call yourself a Christian, Scripture is very clear. You are your brother's keeper. And Scripture comes to my aid in Matthew 22:37, where it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Where is the love, Americans? Where is the love, church? Love is the fulfilling of the law. Where is it? Where is it? This stuff is embarrassing and it's shameful. We have become the laughingstock to the world because of what the American people tolerate in this country. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's not all. I got some more coming up here, friends. The government's also trying to raise up your children and pitting them one against another, especially if you're white. This is how you create a civil war. Friends, they are creating a civil war. Don't even think that's not what's behind all this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Millions are bracing for severe weather ahead of the 4th of July. Thunderstorms may develop across the mid-Atlantic and parts of the northern Great Plains today. This guy in Lexington, Kentucky already got it.
I didn't know what it happened. It was something strong, and we heard a big sound, and like I said, the lights went in and out two or three times before they eventually went out.
Excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South, where temperatures are reaching as high as 110 degrees. A Senate panel will hear from two officials of the PGA Tour next week on its proposed merger with the LIV Golf Tour. But LIV officials have declined to appear. LIV's bankrolled by the investment arm of Saudi Arabia. If you're thinking about a trip to China, maybe think again. The State Department says there's a risk of wrongful detention. It says not only might you be denied access to the embassy and diplomats, you might not even learn what crime you allegedly committed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, folks. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take Timothy really quick from Washington. Welcome to the shows. Timothy, what say you, my friend?
Yes, Pastor Bradley.
Not a pastor, but I am Bradley. Not a pastor.
Okay, well, you're not a certified pastor, but you're a pastor.
No, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a pastor. Know the difference between an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, and a pastor. Ephesians 4:11, I'm not a pastor. Pastor's named once in the New Testament. Why pastors are leading the church in America, it's about as upside down as you can get. You go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Just wanted to give a little scriptural understanding, but I'm not that guy, Timothy. But welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, when I read that scripture and it says, above all, seek ye to prophesy, and I stuck my hand up, you know, saying, all right, I'll take a shot at it, but I don't think I made it. Anyways, Bradley, I just wanted to say, before we go into this cold, dark, demonic night, that there's 300,000 American Christian pastors out there.
Yep.
When we're all looking around and the power's out and we've seen what's happened, I want them to know there's a group of older men that have watched this whole thing happen, and we know it was through their cowardice and their greed. They grabbed a bag of money. They didn't organize us, and we hold them responsible. That was their job. They should have. When abortion came along, they should have done something. When all the wars
yep.
in the 1990s came along, that 9/11 came along, they should have said something. COVID, they locked their churches down. The vax, one thing after another.
Yep.
And I'm just were just enraged. So you let them know, okay, you're not a pastor, but you let them know. We know who's responsible when it happens. Thanks so much. Always got a great
show. Hey, Timothy, I'm high-fiving you, brother. Thank you for the call. And by the way,
scripture.
I'm sorry, there's a little bit of a delay going back and forth, but let me say this before you hang up the phone. I spent some time with D. James Kennedy before he passed away. This is probably 12, 13 years ago, and he was very much an apostolic pastor, so he had the call, but the pastor or the apostle operates in the fivefold, and that was very much him. Charles Spurgeon was another one of those guys, and then you can look at the prophetic like a John Knox or a John Wesley. You can look at William and Catherine Booth from Salvation Army. They were very apostolic, and they walked in the power of the apostolic. Evangelistically, there was George Whitfield, an enlightening preacher during the 1700s. In America, they've so ousted the apostolic and the prophetic and the teacher. Now they think that the pastor's the one to lead the way. But when you look at even in the New Testament, you see the apostolic was always there to break forth the new path, according to the old pastor, Jeremiah 6:16, and following Christ. And people got it so upside down now because they don't take the time to know the word for themselves. But I did want to say this. I was spending some time with D. James Kennedy probably about 12, 13 years ago, and he passed about a year and a half after I spent some time with him, Tim. And before that time, before he passed, actually, when I was there, he had come out, he followed me out, he spent about 3 hours with me. I was only supposed to have 30 minutes with him. He wouldn't let me go. It was an honor to be with the guy. But he was the guy that told me, he said, you know who the greatest advocates to the abortion industry are, Bradley? He said, the silent church. He said, know who the greatest advocate to the illegal sodomite agenda in America is, Bradley? The silent church. And then he went down illegal immigration. The list goes on. And when we look at corruption in government, it first starts with the church. And I started to think about that, and I thought, he's exactly right. He's exactly right. And during this time, he also told me that he had a, and I've shared this before, but I'll share it with you while I got you on the phone. He had told me that he had a national conference and a worldwide conference where people from all over the world came from their churches, and he led a conference there. Obviously, it's a worldwide conference, right? And what was interesting about that is he said, during the time that I had that conference, my church was being protested by the sodomites. Men that wanted to marry men, that's not what it's about. And women that wanted to marry women, that's not what it's about. And he said, I was being protested, and one of these guys came up to me. He was from a church across the seas, and he said, Dr. Kennedy, I got a question for you. And he said, what's that? He said, why is your church being protested? And Dr. Kennedy at Coral Ridge, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, said back to him, he said, you mean your church isn't being protested? And that's exactly what the problem is on a nationwide basis. This country, it's the professed churches, and I've seen it over and over and over again, Tim. If you want to know where the problem is, go and look as to what people put up with in the pulpits, because that's where it all starts, my friend. It's all right there.
What do you think did it? Was it the 501c3? Did that Muslim?
Not at all.
These 300,000.
Oh, those were no, the 300,000. There is no Muslim. There's not one example of a 501c3 being shut down. Not a one. Matter of fact, it's funny that you brought that up, because it was D. James Kennedy that had told me that. Now that I recollect the conversation that I had with him, the 501c3, people are going and looking at that. And a guy by the name of Mark Taylor is the one that brought this whole thing up. He was a false prophet, and he's being exposed for being a false prophet now. But he's the one that stirred that all up. And what's interesting, it has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with a bunch of people that are in the pulpits today that are not born of the Spirit of God. They're born of the spirit of the flesh, and that's why they cater to the flesh. Read John 3:6 when you get a moment. But therein lies the problem. They're hirelings, Tim. They want to be there. That's the job that they wanted. Mariah Woodworth Etter, she was an apostolic woman during the turn of the century. She said, when a man wants to be in the pulpit, she said, you can rest assured he's called of the devil. When a man doesn't want to be in the pulpit, you can rest assured he's called of God, because one's the spirit and one's the flesh. When a man wants to be there, you know that it is his flesh that brought him there. When a man doesn't want to be there, you can rest assured that it's the spirit that led him there. Let me give you an example, and I'll let you go here. John 21, Peter was asked by Jesus on three occasions, "Do you love me?" He said, "Yes." Peter said back to Jesus, "You know that I love you." He said, "Feed my sheep." Jesus said back to him, and then he asked him again, "Do you love me, Peter?" He said, "You know that I do." He said, "Feed my lambs." He said a third time, Peter was getting angry at this point. He says, "Do you love me?" Peter said, "You know that I love you, Lord." And then Jesus said back to him, he said, "When you were young," he said it in King James Version, "whithersoever you were young, you went wherever you wanted to go. But when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go." You ask anybody that's born of the Spirit of God, and the first thing they're going to tell you, Tim, is, "I would have never applied for this. But what the Lord has used me to do has been nothing but a miracle every step of the way." That's a man that's born of the Spirit of God. And they are faithful witnesses that deliver souls. They're not people pleasers. They're God pleasers. And there's a huge difference. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that was. I just want to say that was a word of encouragement, personally for me, in another realm, in another
Amen.
Way. But I appreciate that. Okay,
Amen.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Tim. I really appreciate you, man. Here's another video I wanted to play for you. If you want to call in, today's the perfect time. We're having some issues with the live stream. It's like the second or third time we've had issues with this in the last couple months here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over now, and I want you to listen to this. This is a said lawmaker confronting Bernie Sanders with the fact that government, just like the pornographic materials in public schools today, is also advocating dividing people one against another, and it's all aimed at the white guy. And isn't it funny they're calling the white guy the racist? I'll let this guy go ahead and prove the point, but I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say. You ready for this?
What this book says, you guys might find it interesting. A long time ago, way before you were born, a group of white people made up an idea called race. They sorted people by skin color and said that white people were better, smarter, prettier, and they deserved more than everybody else. This would be taught if we socialize our pre-K system. This would be taught.
If you disagree with that,
that's Bernie Sanders.
1,000%. How about we teach Jesus loves me? How about this? In teaching Jesus loves the little children, the lyrics go red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in our sight. Now, which one would you think would be better? I'll ask
Acts
everybody
17,
on the
26.
Back. Which is better to teach? This, that is a story that is made up to teach our kids, three-year-olds who have no idea what race is, now all of a sudden is being taught that white people said this as a truth. Someone pointed me that this being...
So let me just stop right there. So who's creating the division? And I've said this 1,000 times. Jesus said in Mark 3:25, "A house divided against itself shall not stand." Who is creating the division more than the mainstream media hooked in with corrupt politicians? I ask you, Americans, who's doing it? It stops when you put a stop to their crimes that they're creating. Jesus came in not to save our skin, friends, but to save our souls. Furthermore, in Acts 17:26, which I was just making a reference to a moment ago, the Lord said that all nations are one blood. So who's making an issue of color more than government and the mainstream media? Absolutely nobody. And Americans, again, I say to the responsible party, how many times has this been exposed for what it is, but yet they continuously sow in this direction? Imagine what the next generation of those that sit incumbent are going to do to people in this country for absolutely no reason outside of the fact that they let the devil sow the seed. Let's listen to the rest of this.
That white people developed race. That white people developed that. That all of a sudden that was our word that we developed. By the way, I'm Cherokee, Native American. I think we have experienced a little bit of racism before in my life, Chairman.
Senator Mueller.
So I ask everybody on the panel, which one is better to teach? This or the Jesus Loves Me lyrics?
Okay, so I'm going to let him go ahead and answer that. And he's going to go around to the members and then ask them the questions. I want you to hear this. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to this individual showing you what government is doing to plant seeds into the minds and hearts of young people. So in the end, they are blaming the white guy for all the problems. And it's interesting how the mainstream media has the people of a different color, because white people are a people of color as well. Go ahead and look at the color scale, friends. It's all there, right? They're making out the people of black color or orange or yellow. They're the victims of the white guy. And where are they getting that from? They're getting that from those that are sowing this devilish seed to divide people against the white guy. When are people going to wake up as to how this goes? It's like the sodomites, they're the victims. Only now that you found out this year, it's taking you 20-some years to finally figure it out, folks. But now you know it's not about them being the victim, but in fact, they're the perpetrators of the crime. It's the same thing with what's going on here. And I'm not going to play into that. Because this division is garbage. It's all man-made. It's all government's influenced and induced. along with the mainstream media. And I want to remind everybody, I'm somewhere every single month. I don't see this anywhere. But this is why they're trying to get into the schools. And those that are bringing it into the public schools, though they shouldn't be there at all, need to be held responsible for their crimes. Okay? I want to go back to this, said lawmaker, and I want you to hear what he's saying. He's exposing it for what it is, and he said, what do you prefer, Jesus or division? In so many words, okay? So let's get
Native
back
American,
to this guy.
I think we have experienced a little bit of racism
he's saying
before
he's
in my life.
A Native American.
Senator Mueller.
So I ask everybody on the panel, which one is better to teach? This or the Jesus
slogan? Divide and conquer.
Ma'am, I'll start down here. Just tell me which one. I don't have time for an
explanation. What I'll tell you, Senator Mullen, is that what children in these early years develop their identity.
The question is which one is better. I'm just asking which one is better.
Let her answer the question, please.
My question is this.
She will answer it if she sees fit.
Which one is better?
It's important that children's identity and culture are recognized.
That's not answering my question.
And that's what creates strong executive function.
If you don't want to answer my question, that's fine. Let's move on down the panel. Which one is better to be taught?
I mean, they even like to use white people to attack white people. I mean, again, they're making it an issue of color. Hey, folks, it's an issue of law. You're not to judge men by the content, by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And these are the grown-ups today. These are the grown-ups. Listen.
Jesus Loves Me lyrics. It says everybody's skin doesn't matter. They're all precious in His sight.
I think it's important to teach that all children are seen and valued for who they are. And that's
so, but when you teach this, don't you think that other people are start saying that white kids are to blame?
I think it's important.
It's exactly what they're going to teach. It's exactly what it is, ma'am.
Common sense. Common sense comes into play.
First, it is important that we teach Jesus. And absolutely. Jesus is what we teach.
So which one is
but
better?
But reality
this?
Is.
So do you think this is
could
the
she answer
thing?
The question, please?
I don't want reality. I'm asking
you guys
the
hear what I want you to hear here.
That's exactly what it is.
Here, listen.
Got it on tape.
Now then we have a woman that's black here saying that Jesus, and then her reality. And by the way, when she starts to tap into her reality down south, she's exactly right. I'm not going to be partial in any of this, friends. She's exactly right. But the point that this guy's trying to make is that the government is behind this, dividing the people, all sorts of colors of people, friends, against the whites. That's what this is about. This and why? Because they're a small percentage of the population in this country. And if you want to create a war, that's what you're going to have to do. Keep giving voice to the small portion of a society playing the victim. And it's, again, I don't see it anywhere, just to make clear.
Misspoke. So what I'm saying is which one is which? Which one is better to be taught, Mr. Chairman? Is it this, or is it the Jesus?
Is your question directed to me or Ms. Woman?
Well, you keep interrupting me, saying they're not asking the question.
Want to ask
and
the
I wish
question?
Really sat on
no, no,
the
no.
Question,
it's his question.
Time.
He gets to dictate it.
Which
not
one?
Not dictated. Ask the question.
Which one?
Talking to Ms. Woman, right?
Yes.
As I stated, Jesus is always first.
Absolutely. I agree with that. So let me end with this because I still have more time because the chairman kept interrupting me. I'm going to close with two quotes. Okay, the first is from John Adams. It says, morality and virtue are the foundation of a republic and necessary for society to be free.
Good for him.
The second one is from our socialist communist, Joseph Stalin. That says, education is a weapon whose effect depends on who hands it is in and whom it is aimed.
Listen to this, friends.
We got to be careful what we're trying to do here.
Did you hear Bernie?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you hear
that's
him?
Exactly
said,
right, friends.
She'll answer how she sees.
That's right. So who's it being aimed at, friends? Hey, folks, if you have your kid in a public school, I'm here to tell you, and I'm sure you've probably heard it before, don't tell me about how you need to go out and work and praise God for all of that. Don't tell me about all the cars you need and the new house you need and this, that, and the other thing. There's nothing wrong with having nice things for your kids, but your kids first. You have no excuse. Why would you And I'm speaking to the people that have their kids in public schools. Under heaven, why would you drop your kids off at a public school gate to be raised up by your sworn enemies? And this is 86% of the country that claims to be Christian, patriots, and or conservatives. Hey, folks, this whole thing would stop in a day if the American people loved their kids to pull them out of school. The Lord said for you to train them up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them. I didn't hear him say, the Lord say, have somebody else raise up your children. And look at the seed that they're throwing into the hearts and minds of your children. It all stops, the whole system folds, when the American people take responsibility for their kids. They're not going to try to commit crimes against your children, to allow a bunch of men to make a prey of your children, to genetically mutilate their genitalia, to steal away your kids the way that they are in California. This is becoming more prevalent, friends. They're using the CPS to steal kids away. By choice, Tim, morning show host, has had individuals from New York highlighting the very thing from the inside out that they're bought and paid for. How long are you going to subject yourself and make yourself a prey to those that you want to believe are wolves when you say that you serve the line of the tribe of Judah? Make yourself sheep, said Ben Franklin, and the wolves will devour. And this is exactly what is happening across the boards. And it goes all the way up into the colleges. I just highlighted the other day, friends, how they just took down in San Francisco when the Supreme Court, by the way, which lied to you and told you that there's a First Amendment victory, which is a bunch of lies. And at the same time, what were they doing in San Francisco, friends? They were tearing down the statue of Francis Scott Key. He was the one that wrote Star Spangled Banner. Now are you understanding, Americans, why we're being censored so heavily here? See, they don't want people that are telling you or exposing their little game. And if you knew the Word of God and the Constitution, you're going to be able to see it for what it is. You're going to know who's lying to you. And it is for Christians to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Ezekiel 44:23. If we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And I want to tell you something, friends. You have people from all over the world coming to America that are telling us that we're the last hope. I want to show you that to whom much is given, much is required. You have people coming from all over the world saying that America must be saved because you're our last hope. You're the light of the world. Yep, and what is light set through? The judgments of God. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4. We're completely upside down on our heads. Why? Because, again, of what the American people tolerated. Let me end the show with this. The Lord said, a little leaven, wicked doctrines, will leaven the whole lump. He said, purge the lump that it may be holy. Do you think Jesus is going to come back and do that for you? Or do you think maybe that's the reason that he gave you commandments in keeping his commandments? Yeah, I would say so. John 14:21, read it. He that hath my commandments and he that keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. That's what he said. Let's get this right. We'll be back in 23. See ya.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.